Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Thursday, June 18th. You're listening to Seeking Alpha, the leader in market news and analysis. I'm Rena Scherbel, and this is Wall Street Breakfast. Our top stories today: U.S. pulls out of international talks on digital tax, Central Bank Day in Europe, and Hertz halts share plan. Leading today's news: things are escalating quickly on the digital tax front after the U.S. pulled out of international talks on the matter, saying the talks had failed to make any progress. France called the withdrawal a provocation and said it would apply the taxes regardless, increasing the likelihood of a fresh trade and tariff dispute. Paris suspended its national digital tax earlier this year as part of a truce with the U.S., and in return, Washington held off on sanctioning French imports. At issue are current rules that base taxation on where a company's value is generated, not where its customers are located, which can prove tricky in the digital age. In other market news, the Swiss National Bank stuck to its ultra-expansive monetary policy and kept in place negative interest rates, while the Norges Bank reaffirmed rates will remain at zero for the next couple of years. Decision day at the Bank of England will likely result in another bond buying program of at least another 100 euro billion to complement the 200 billion euro stimulus announced in March, while there's been some talk that the BOE could impose yield curve control. Big action is also expected after data on Wednesday showed UK inflation slowing to a quarter of the BOE's target in May as coronavirus lockdowns dampened consumer prices. Futures wavered between slight gains and losses overnight as investors track an uptick in new COVID-19 cases against the reopening of the economy, said David Leibovitz, global market strategist at JP Morgan Asset Management. Markets are probably going to remain range-bound here until we see some sort of significant breakthrough, either on the medical front or on the economic front. New jobless claims data are set to be published this morning, offering the latest update on the pace of the labor market's recovery. Economists expect a total of 1.3 million new filings for the week ending June 13th, a decline from 1.54 million from the previous week, and the 11th straight weekly drop since late March. Bankrupt Hertz has suspended a controversial plan to sell up to $500 million in shares after the SEC voiced concern and launched a review about the deal. The rental car company wanted to use the sale to leverage interest in its stock, which had seen volatile trading since its bankruptcy filing. Hertz felt it was a better option than obtaining debtor-in-possession financing, a loan that the company would need to pay back. The capital raised from the share issuance would not need to be reimbursed. As the debate over racial inequality ensues nationwide, Pepsi is retiring the Aunt Jemima brand due to its racial stereotype that dates back to 1889. The company wrote in a statement, "While work has been done over the years to update the brand in a manner intended to be appropriate and respectful, we realize those changes are not enough." It's possible the clock could be ticking for ConAgra Brands' Mrs. Butterworth's syrup, while Mars Inc. said it will be evaluating all possibilities for its Uncle Ben's brand. Qantas Airways has canceled all international flights until late October, except for those to New Zealand, after the Australian government said the country's borders are likely to remain closed until 2021. Already 11 airlines, including Virgin Australia, have collapsed. Many others are on the brink. Governments around the globe have poured billions into the industry to keep some of the largest names in aviation alive as the industry heads for its worst year on record. Shares of JD.com soared 5.7% at the open on their first day of trading in Hong Kong in a secondary listing that will give the e-commerce giant proceeds of just over 30 billion Hong Kong dollars, or about 3.87 billion US dollars. It follows similar listings in the financial hub by rival Alibaba and gaming firm NetEase, as rising US-China tensions lead to more scrutiny of foreign firms listed on Wall Street. And what, did you ask, was JD.com doing with that cash? It intends to, quote, invest in key supply chain-based technology initiatives to further enhance customer experience while improving operating efficiency. After a 7% advance on Wednesday, Spotify shares are up marginally in pre-market trade, but have tacked on 17 cents to hit 200 per share for the first time ever. Just weeks after locking down Joe Rogan in a deal worth more than $100 million, Spotify is signing with Kim Kardashian West for a criminal justice podcast, a topic that has come to the fore of the national conversation in recent weeks. It's part of a broader push by Spotify to fortify its business with non-musical content, in part by investing in exclusive deals. Australia's Competition Authority has become the first global regulator to voice concerns about Google's $2.1 billion purchase of Fitbit, as it may give the tech giant too much of people's data and raise barriers to entry. A final decision will come on August 13th. A new security weakness was also seen in Google Chrome due to a massive spyware effort that attacked users through extensions. Regarding diversity, Google announced a new hiring goal to dramatically boost the number of Black executives, and by 2025, it intends to have 30% more of its leaders coming from underrepresented groups. The NBA is looking to restart the 2019-2020 season in what is being described as a bubble at Disney's Wide World of Sports complex. Players will use smart rings that can reportedly predict the onset of coronavirus symptoms and will be subject to extensive testing, quarantines, and strict rules pertaining to social behavior. They'll also be given access to a Disney Magic Band that will be required to be worn at all times except during workouts and games, to check in at security checkpoints and coronavirus screenings. In baseball news, the MLB appears to be making headway towards resuming play for 2020, though tensions remain over the length of the season. Other market headlines to watch for on Seeking Alpha: Zoom to offer all users end-to-end encryption. Lyft pledges zero vehicle emissions by 2030. Twitter is testing a new voice tweeting feature. Election security hearing with big tech, rolling back protections. FAA confirms Boeing mistakes in 737 MAX certification. British oil major BP raises $12 billion in debt. Hong Kong Disneyland reopens under health restrictions. As of 6:20 a.m. today, the Dow and S&P 500, Bitcoin and gold are down. NASDAQ and crude are up. Look for the EIA natural gas inventory report at 10:30 a.m. Eastern.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.